I think maybe he was lifted up in the levels of purgatory. I can't tell you how many masses I have received.
My friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary. As I always like to say, if you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, today I have a very special guest. We were introduced through Patricia Sandoval. That was kind of one of these first really awesome interview videos that I did. If you remember, where she saw Marilyn Monroe in purgatory. So this is a mutual friend. And without further ado, this is Kendra Von Esch. She will tell you her story, as well as some of the amazing things that God is doing in her life. So Kendra, please tell us a little bit about yourself and what brings you here.
Oh, Alvaro, I just want to say thank you so much for having me. Your channel, and by the way, everyone, please buy him a coffee. Because we want him to do this more and full time. So I just want to say thank you. I'm so grateful that I came across your channel. When I saw Patricia and you and then this picture of Marilyn Monroe, it was so God-inspired because I was going through a part of my life where purgatory was smacking me in the face. So I just want to share a little bit about who I am. Some of you may recognize me. Some of you may be like, she looks kind of familiar. So back in the day, me and Christine Watkins had a Radio Maria show for a couple of years. And we also did a YouTube channel on her Queen of Peace media channel. So you may be, oh, that's who she is. And it was a blast doing that radio show with her.
And when was that?
That was probably 2019 through 2020.
Awesome.
Right. Yes. And so I just want to share with people a little bit about who I was. I've only been on this journey with the Catholic faith, Jesus and Mary for 11 years. So I'm 53. At 42, I was pulled into confession. A long story. I won't get to the whole thing, but let's just say God moved me to go to confession after being away for 26 years. And in the confessional was when I knew that God existed. I had this amazing peace that fell over me. I don't know if people know, but confession is better than an exorcism. It's a sacrament in the Catholic Church. And I had no idea that I was kicking out evil spirits left and right. And why I felt so light. And people were commenting on my countenance. They were saying I was glowing. Some people thought I was pregnant, you know? And I was like, this is God. And unfortunately, I really didn't want to believe that God was in the Catholic Church because I was one of those confirmed Catholics. And I put that in quotes for a reason. I didn't know anything about the faith. As a matter of fact, I didn't want to have anything to do with the Catholic Church, especially Mass. It was so boring for me. I just want to share that I didn't know three main things that we should know as Catholics. Number one, that Jesus is the Eucharist. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. That's not just a wafer that we're all having in this Mass. It is the purpose, the source and summit of our faith. It is the representation of Jesus at Calvary. And who doesn't want Jesus in your body, soul, mind, and body, healing you and protecting you? Again, didn't know that. Number two, I didn't even know that Jesus was God. I mean, I just thought he was God's son, right? So how sad is that? And last but not least, I didn't know why he died for us. How was I a confirmed Catholic not knowing any of these things, Alvaro? It's so sad.
When did that, so I was kind of thinking about, you know, my own conversion experience that for me, I had sort of learned those things, forgotten them. And then when I had my conversion, it's like they just kind of came out and it's like I remembered them. But everyone has a different experience. What was it like for you? When did you start learning those things after that confession experience?
So I'm continuously learning like a child. This is like, I call the Catholic faith a part-time job. I mean, I left that confessional and I got in my car. I turned around and I looked at that Catholic church and I was like, what was that? Like, that was God. And God is in this church. I think maybe this was a sacrament. Like, I didn't even know what a sacrament was. So it didn't all come back to me because it wasn't really even there, I don't think, to begin with. I'm sure I attended CCD and didn't pay any attention. I'm sure I was taught this, but in my own life and my own family, we just never talked about Jesus, never talked about God, never talked about Catholicism. We just lived a very, very worldly life. So I got sucked into the world for many, 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 many years, 42 years, and never really had much of a relationship with God, didn't even really know who he was. Even though I prayed every now and then, and I'm going to use air quotes for that because this is a real walk with prayer. And in the beginning, I just asked God for stuff and I thought that that was prayer. Listen to the silly things I would ask. I'd say, Lord, will you please help this guy like me, you know, when I was younger? Lord, will you help me lose weight because I was always battling my weight? Then when I got older, it was, Lord, will you help me get a job? Then will you help me keep this job? Things like that. And that was just my one way asking train with God. I think though, even though I was communicating with God, I was keeping that door open a little bit. But so no, I did not know these things, but the Holy Spirit in my car, when I looked back at that Catholic church door, put an unquenchable thirst in me to find out what is this Catholic faith all about. And then it started, right? I was soaking up everything that I possibly could about the faith. And one of the things that didn't really become a major part of my life is devotion to the souls in purgatory. So as I, you know, learned more about the Catholic faith, as I was walking the walk, I decided that I needed to get out of my executive career in corporate America and share what God has done in my life, because I was doing it one by one. I was traveling the world. And if you sat next to me at, you know, on the plane or even at the bar, because that's where I would typically be having a drink, that's another thing that God healed me from. But I would share my faith with anybody, no matter what. I remember when I was coming back from Ireland, I sat next to a man who was from Ireland, fallen away Catholic. And we talked the entire way to Chicago O'Hare Airport. There was a part of me that was like, boy, I'm kind of tired. But I was like, I'm giving it up to you, Lord. And guess what? 9 months later, I gave him my card. And he sent me an email and said that he went back to the Catholic Church, and our conversation was very much a part of that. So that's why I said to my husband, I said, honey, I've got to get out there bigger because everyone needs to know this. I lived a life of the world. So I was partying like a rock star. I was addicted to marijuana. I was a borderline alcoholic. I was addicted to pornography. I had a warped sense of love. I thought that I needed to be desired in order to be loved because of all of the things that this culture tells us to hook up. So yeah, I was an adulterer. I was married in the Catholic Church to my first husband, cheated on him. I mean, I did everything that the world told me would make me happy. And then I started running after the almighty dollar. And it wasn't until God finally said, okay, go away from that almighty dollar. And that was one of the scariest things I could ever do because that was, I mean, I was the breadwinner and that was my identity. I wasn't a child of God, you know, in most of my life, I was a chief information officer and I couldn't wait until you asked me what I did for a living so I could tell you and be all proud and all that kind of stuff. So as I'm walking the journey, I'm desperate to have a prayer life. I mean, I want to learn how to pray. I want to hear God's voice. I want to do God's will. So I start diving in to figure out how do I pray? How do I do this? And I remember the struggle because in the beginning, I was trying to master the mind, right? Keep silent, keep in front of God, make sure that you kick out those distractions. So as I went down this path, I also realized that Satan doesn't want us to pray. Satan doesn't want us to get close to God. So how do you pray? How do you fight the spiritual battle when you're trying to get closer to God? And so that was my walk. And I started really with my followers, I started helping them pray. And that's when Christine and I started introducing people to prayer and mental prayer. And then the reason why, in case anyone's wondering, Christine was going down with down the end times, and I was really going down prayer. I really wanted people to have that peace